Welcome to AM Best Audio.
A new AM Best special report notes significant enrollment drop in the managed Medicaid segment, which has changed the makeup of the population and created a mismatch with rates. Here to discuss the report is Caitlin Piasecki, industry research analyst, and Jason Hopper, associate director, both of AM Best. So Caitlin, why the big drop in enrollment?
So enrollment went up during the public health emergency, and there was a provision that provided continuous enrollment during this time. That provision expired at the end of March 2023, and states began to resume eligibility determinations, which is what caused the significant decline in enrollment.
Has this caused a mismatch between rates and acuity?
Yes. So rates use rate adjustments use a historical window. It's usually the past 12 to 24 months. And that historical window included a large portion of generally healthy people who weren't utilizing their Medicaid benefits and had fewer claims. Once redeterminations resumed, we're left with a more accurate Medicaid population. And these are the people who were utilizing their benefits. So the risk profile has definitely changed from what it was during the public health emergency. But rates are based off of that healthier population.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Jason, how has this translated to losses in insurer profitability then?
Yeah, so that dynamic of mismatching rates versus the risk profile of the population has led to margin compression, right? Medicaid is a high volume, low margin business, which was getting squeezed a little bit further. Roughly 70% of companies saw a decline in profitability in their Medicaid line of business in 2023. And through three quarters of 24, we see companies that are highly concentrated to Medicaid, their overall operating earnings have been about a third of what they were through third quarter 23 last year.
Is this a trend that we should expect to see continue through the long term?
Long term, I wouldn't think so. Near term, yes, probably. We still have this dynamic of mismatching rates versus profile. That'll probably continue through 25, maybe into 2026 as well. But coming after that, the mismatch should be a little bit better matched.
Thanks, Jason. Caitlin.
Thanks, John.
That was Caitlin Piasecki, industry research analyst, and Jason Hopper, associate director, both of AM Best. You can find the full report online at ambest.com. For AM Best TV, I'm John Weber.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.